make it sound cute as hell. But old Estelle Fletcher knew what the hell she was doing, and it was one of the best records I ever heard. I figured I'd buy it in some store that was open on Sunday, and then I'd take it up to the park with me. It was Sunday, and Phoebe goes roller skating in the park on Sundays quite frequently. I knew where she hung out, mostly. It wasn't as cold as it was the day before, but the sun still wasn't out, and it wasn't too nice for walking. But there was one nice thing. This family that you could tell just came out of some church were walking right in front of me, a father, a mother, and a little kid about 6 years old. They looked sort of poor. The father had on one of those pearl gray hats that poor guys wear a lot when they want to look sharp. He and his wife were just walking along, talking, not paying any attention to their kid. The kid was swell. He was walking in the street instead of on the sidewalk, but right next to the curb. He was making out like he was walking a very straight line, the way kids do. And the whole time, he kept singing and humming. I got up closer so I could hear what he was singing. He was singing that song, If a Body Catch a Body Coming Through the Rye. He had a pretty little voice, too. He was just singing for the hell of it, you could tell. The cars zoomed by, brakes screeched all over the place, his parents paid no attention to him, and he kept on walking next to the curb and singing, If a Body Catch a Body Coming Through the Rye. It made me feel better. It made me feel not so depressed anymore. Broadway was mobbed and messy. It was Sunday and only about 12 o'clock, but it was mobbed anyway. Everybody was on their way to the movies, the Paramount, or the Astor, or the Strand, or the Capitol, or one of those crazy places. Everybody was all dressed up because it was Sunday, and that made it worse. But the worst part was that you could tell they all wanted to go to the movies. I couldn't stand looking at them. I can understand somebody going to the movies because there's nothing else to do, but when somebody really wants to go, and even walks fast so as to get there quicker, then it depresses hell out of me, especially if I see millions of people standing in one of those long, terrible lines all the way down the block, waiting with this terrific patience for seats and all. Boy, I couldn't get off that goddamn Broadway fast enough. I was lucky. The first record store I went into had a copy of Little Shirley Beans. They charged me $5 for it because it was so hard to get, but I didn't care. Boy, it made me so happy all of a sudden. I could hardly wait to get to the park to see if old Phoebe was around so that I could give it to her. When I came out of the record store, I passed this drugstore and I went in. I figured maybe I'd give old Jane a buzz and see if she was home for vacation yet. So I went in a phone booth and called her up. The only trouble was her mother answered the phone, so I had to hang up. I didn't feel like getting involved in a long conversation and all with her. I'm not crazy about talking to girls' mothers on the phone anyway. I should have at least asked her if Jane was home yet, though. It wouldn't have killed me. But I didn't feel like it. You really have to be in the mood for that stuff. I still had to get those damn theater tickets, so I bought a paper and looked up to see what shows were playing. On account of it was Sunday, there were only about 3 shows playing. So what I did was, I went over and bought 2 orchestra seats for I Know My Love. It was a benefit performance or something. I didn't much want to see it. But I knew old Sally, the queen of the phonies, would start drooling all over the place when I told her I had tickets for that, because the Lunts were in it and all. She liked shows that are supposed to be very sophisticated and dry and all, with the Lunts and all. I don't. I don't like any shows very much, if you want to know the truth. They're not as bad as movies, but there's certainly nothing to rave about. In the first place, I hate actors. They never act like people. They just think they do. Some of the good ones do, in a very slight way, but not in a way that's fun to watch. And if any actor's really good, you can always tell he knows he's good, and that spoils it. You take Sir Laurence Olivier, for example. I saw him in Hamlet. D.B. took Phoebe and I to see it last year. He treated us to lunch first, and then he took us. He'd already seen it. The way he talked about it at lunch, I was anxious as hell to see it, too. But I didn't enjoy it much. I just don't see what's so marvelous about Sir Laurence Olivier, that's all. He has a terrific voice, and he's a hell of a handsome guy, and he's very nice to watch when he's walking or dueling or something. But he wasn't at all the way D.B. said Hamlet was. He was too much like a goddamn general instead of a sad, screwed-up type guy. The best part in the whole picture was when old Ophelia's brother, the one that gets in the duel with Hamlet at the very end, was going away and his father was giving him a lot of advice. While the father kept giving him a lot of advice, old Ophelia was sort of horsing around with her brother, taking his dagger out of the holster and teasing him and all while he was trying to look interested in the bull his father was shooting. That was nice. I got a big bang out of that. But you don't see that kind of stuff much. The only thing old Phoebe liked was when Hamlet patted this dog on the head. She thought that was funny and nice. And it was. What I'll have to do is, I'll have to read